Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, which concentrates on the entrepreneurial activity here in our state. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Good.
What's life like in the swamp today?
You know, people that follow me on Facebook regularly know that I like to go hiking on the weekends. And some of our friends at Business Black Box Magazine asked me if once a quarter if I'd take a really interesting entrepreneur and go for a hike with him one day and then write an article about what we talked about. And so I took him up on that. It sounded like kind of a fun project, didn't it?
Well, it does sound like fun. So tell us who your first hike was with.
So the first hike was a fellow named William Brown. He has a financial planning firm here in Greenville. Greenville is a tale of two cities. There's the renaissance of Main Street, which you know people are becoming increasingly aware of and putting us on the top 10 list in lots of places. But then there's the old textile crescent, where there's the carcasses of seven dead textile mills. And the people that live in that part of town, a lot of them live in poverty. And there was a public school there when the mills were at their height. It was called Parker High School, and it was regularly rated one of the top 10 public schools in the country. So when the mill industry died, the Greenville County School District closed the school, and William actually bought it, and he converted it into Legacy Charter School, Legacy being the legacy of Parker and the culture of excellence that had been created. And you walk into the front of this old Parker High School, it's got a big banner on the front that says, go to college here. So it's kind of unambiguous, you know, what the goal is of these children going through this school in this poverty area. And it's really important because, you know, in your household and mine, I mean, it was probably a regular conversation at the dinner table from the time our children were really little, you know, where are they going to college? But for a lot of these children, they don't know anybody that's been to college. They don't have college-educated parents. And so William has this real passion that every child can learn. If you come into school hungry, you're not learning. You can get, you know, meals every day, even when school's not in session. And he works with federal programs to do that. And if you come to school sick, you're not learning. So he makes sure they get plugged into the right kind of health care in the community. You know, if you're not fit, you're not learning. So every child has PE every day. So he kind of takes care of these social determinants before he even gets in a classroom where he's trying to learn. If he runs into some challenges with that, he'll find a different staff that can buy into this vision and this culture that we can help any child be successful. And the results are that about three-quarters of the children that graduate from Legacy Charter School actually make it to higher education. It might be a technical school. It might be a four-year university. And a couple of them have gotten four-year free rides at pretty elite schools. That level of success really matches a lot of very affluent schools in the state. A great entrepreneurial example applied to a public school creates a model that's based on the needs of the children attending that school.
And you mentioned at the beginning of your story here that he purchased the building and turned it into this school. Is it a private enterprise?
All charter schools in South Carolina are public schools. You know, the difference between a charter school and the traditional school down the street is traditional school is governed by the Greenville County School District, and a charter school, some of them, their charter comes from the local school district, but there's also a South Carolina charter school district that you can be chartered through. So there's some flexibility in governance. You have to meet a lot of the requirements of public schools. I mean, you can't discriminate, and you've got to follow the standards of public schools. And there's a lot of flexibility in how you approach education. I think Williams demonstrated that in kind of building a different model for these children that seems to work. What we really need to do in South Carolina is give the principal at the traditional school down the street the flexibility to do the same thing William did, right? I mean, he sees this success. He ought to be able to adopt some of these things, same things in his school. But that's a whole other level. That's a legislative issue that we need to deal with.
Well, John, 2017, rolling right along. How's that event calendar look for our business community?
Well, we've got a lot of good stuff coming up now after the holidays. We've got the Auto Summit coming up in a few weeks. And then the College of Charleston has a German-American Business Summit with BMW and Mercedes, some of the other German companies in the state. There is a tech tour down in the Grand Strand, kind of an entrepreneurial tech tour, and they have some heavy hitters coming in to speak there. And then there's a social startup hour in Columbia, and you can find links to all these things on the Swamp Fox page on Facebook.
John, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he operates the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. We will have links to both posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.